She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, I don't think anybody who is articulate would say yeasty beasties, but I just did, because that's what we're going to talk about. I got the lovely Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum here to talk about candida, what it is, what are the symptoms, the causes, and the best part, ladies and gentlemen, what the heck we can do about it. Jacob, welcome.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Holly. So today we got a topic that's a biggie.
Yeah, it is a biggie. And it's interesting to me always, because now I know, because it, and correct me, because I know I always get this wrong. It's kingdom, phylum, family, genus, species, something like that, right? We've got all sorts of different, like candida is a fungus, all right? It's a mycology, it's a fungus. But there's other strains of fungus that we come in contact with and that actually can invade us. But I have to say that candida actually is the one that's very, very commercialized and that people sort of resonate to. So we're going to talk all about it today.
Absolutely. And when I talk about candida, I'm using that almost as a general term for fungal overgrowth in general.
Right.
So it's not only candida, but candida is a big
one. Yeah. Yeah. Because, it's interesting because people, for me, it's like consumers of health will be on the internet and they're like, they'll go, okay, they go through a symptom checklist perhaps and like, oh, I have candida. And quite honestly, because we're going to get to treatments as well, sometimes there are certain treatments that are sensitive to candida. And if you've got something else growing, another strain of a fungus, we might want to vary that. And so I think it's an important point to make, but you're right. We're talking about fungal overgrowth. We're talking about candida in general. And so take it away.
Well, indeed. So one of the points you made, because the symptoms of candida, I can give, tired, achy, brain fog, can't sleep, nervousness, paresthesia, blah, blah, blah. There's a list of symptoms right. that are common from 100 different things that cause them. And people don't right. know what it is. Doctors don't know what it is. So whether they look at them, they say, oh, candida accounts for this, Lyme accounts for this, space alien zapping my brain. I mean, whatever it is. So right. you want to be careful that not everything that can be caused by candida is. But there are a couple things that are pretty specific. So if you have chronic sinusitis, post-nasal drip, those kind of things, and it's not from allergies, most often that's going to be fungal overgrowth. And it was interesting. There was a Mayo Clinic study, two of them actually, that looked at that and found that over 90% of people with chronic sinusitis were having immune reactions.